Coast's 92.5 Triple M Gold.
With another Flan, Ali and Spider podcast.
A very big podcast coming up. Hire a Spider has been something Spider's been doing for the last month and finishing up today with a huge job fixing up the veggie patch, the gardens at the Currumbin Community Special School. A very big job. All of that journey from today is coming up in this podcast. Byron Bay's original hippie, Serenity Safe Harbour, just down the road from Currumbin, wafting in as well to say hi and talk about their own veggie patch, which is a little different to everyone else's. And Art Barker is in the news, just the comedian at the Melbourne Comedy Festival. There was a lady in there breastfeeding. There was an issue. She had to leave. Anyway, it's a big story. You guys cover that off. And on a Tuesday, our Gold Coast Mayor, Tom Tate, as part of this podcast as well. Flan and Ali, no Spider, because he's obviously still on the tools.
Yes, he is.
Welcome to the podcast, Getting to Know You. Yeah. Ali Plath, you love to sing, you love to dance, and you're very good at it.
Oh.
But I heard from a little bird.
I've never seen you dance.
Yeah, I was going to say.
She can dance. Don't worry about that.
When did you see her dance?
I saw her dance at the RSL sub-branch in Burleigh.
Oh, all right. Yes. But we did the 80s aerobics.
Peering through her bedroom window. That is not really.
Al, that was a lucky guess.
And not allowed.
I'm going to rule it out. Because of that, no, Ali, you can dance. You love to sing.
Well, I do. Well, I did 8 years of ballet, tap, and jazz as a kid, and I was a Mormon, so I was singing in church every Sunday. Now, listen, thank you. Yeah. I think you're giving me a bit too much of a rap. I can hold a tune, and my coordination's not too bad with the dancing.
Yeah, no, I agree with all of that and more. However, what subjects were you? We find ourselves at Currumbin Community Special School this morning, helping out with the permaculture thing here, which is to grow food and then to put it in the canteen and eat the food.
Mm-hmm.
What were you good at school?
Well, I was.
Which subjects?
Oh, well, probably more talking high school. Look, I will say, not to sound like a doodlehead, but I did quite well at school until you actually had to study.
Yeah, right.
Which was grade 11.
Okay.
So I sort of got, you know, decent marks right through primary school and high school up until then.
What was your best subject?
Oh, look, I must admit, I did love maths, PE, bio when I was in year 11.
Okay.
You know, yeah, so I don't know. One of those three.
When did you make your first rep team in touch footy?
Oh, the first team I actually made was an invitational Queensland schoolgirls open team. So there
was a proper team.
But then there was an invitational team,
right.
And I was in grade 9, so I got the call up early, and I'll never forget it. I was so nervous because I was playing with all these year 12 girls, but also playing in the boys' open Queensland team was a guy called Robbie O'Davis.
Oh, from Newcastle.
Yeah,
from the fullback. Couldn't he play? Or was he a winger? Bit of both, I think.
Yeah, I can't remember what he played,
He might have played a couple of Origin games, Robbie O'Davis.
Yeah, very quick, but I thought he was pretty cute, actually.
Yeah, did you ever pass him?
Well, look, that's not for the podcast. No.
Private,
look,
yes.
I'm...
Who's your favourite footy player that you've pashed? Discuss.
Discuss, Flan. Who's your favourite footy player that I've pashed?
Yeah. Probably Russell Fairfax.
Okay.
How'd you get that out of
Look, I can't answer
Nick
that.
Nick Farr-Jones.
No. I was in Nick Farr-Jones' era. In fact, he broke my ankle.
Did he? Yeah. Former Wallaby captain broke Flan's ankle.
Yeah, he wasn't playing footy. He was just a vindictive person.
Oh,
that didn't happen at all. No. In fact, Nick was a very nice man. And former captain of the Wallabies who won the Grand Slam. So,
I remember him.
I've watched you get quite emotional at times, Ali, over the access and opportunity that young women athletes have now that you were perhaps denied by the world.
Oh, I don't get upset about. I'm so ecstatic. I'm so ecstatic.
That they have it, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Oh yeah, like as a young girl, and well, I mean, for example, in primary school, this new sport of touch footy, you know, came on the scene, and we weren't allowed to play.
What about NRLW? Do you ever look at that and go, "Oh my God, I want to play that"?
Absolutely. And I actually very seriously considered playing rugby league when I was, I guess, early 20s.
Yep.
But when you watch the comp, it really—and no disrespect to those girls playing—but it was really just a fledgling comp, and they really didn't have the skills that, you know, a lot of the touch footballers had. So, and they weren't, it wasn't a fast game really back then.
Yeah.
I'm talking at a local level. Absolutely. So I sort of, and I was, that was my really heavy touch footy playing days. So, you know, I didn't want to get injured and not be able to, you know, play rep touch.
Yep.
So, I would have loved to have played rugby league.
All right, well, let's wrap this up.
I would have loved to have played sevens rugby union.
Yeah, my word, great sport. I was in the squad for the Australian sevens team at one point to play in Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't get to go on the plane, but it was amazing to train with them. What would be the one opportunity you would want if you were 18 today, sports-wise?
I really, truly would have loved to have played rugby league.
What position?
Ooh, maybe halfback.
Who for?
Oh, the Bronx.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, I'm so proud of Ali Brigginshaw, who is rugby league's, I guess, most well-known female athlete.
She's a toughie too.
And I played with Ali. So we were in the same touch footy club in Brizzy, playing at White's Hill. So I would have been I would say late 30s when she was busting on the scene, maybe mid to late 30s, and she was a young whippersnapper. And I tell you what, she had the greatest long ball. She could throw left, she could throw right. She was quick as well. She's a lot smaller than what she was back then. She's trimmed down, and she is just, I'm so proud of her, and I'm just so ecstatic for her and what she has done for rugby league in particular.
She's
for
a giant.
Women.
She's the shoulders you stand on. That's if you're it. Playing the game today. Absolutely. And absolutely, you're right. Magnificent long ball, coincidentally, in my school nickname. So thank you for joining us for the podcast.
Enjoy.
And now even longer ball.
Bonjour.
Tyra Spider for the last month, been going everywhere around the Gold Coast doing jobs. And today the big job is helping out the Currumbin Community Special School, their veggie patch, their garden, and it's going to be a big day. It's been a big morning so far.
Hire a spider!
Triple M Gold Breakfast with Flan, Ellie and Spider.
Live at Currumbin Community Special School for Hire a Spider.
Here we are at the school. Spider has bitten off way more than he can chew.
No, come on. 70 sleepers and having to dig the holes and put them all in is a big job.
Well, we've got Ant from Attachment Warehouse who's just turned up with an auger which digs big holes.
Jeez, this is a big job.
Let's start ripping in.
Game on.
I'm just trying to work out this retaining wall at the moment. I can't talk. I've got to work.
Yeah, you're a bit puffed.
I am. I'm struggling.
There is no one with a bigger smile on their face this morning than their groundsman.
Greg, how important is this garden for the school, though?
Yeah, it's awesome that you guys can come out today. The kids love it. Anything to help out is awesome.
Tommy,
good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Yeah, as you're doing it, if you need additional trees or whatever like that to finish it off further, let me know. I'll send our blokes there to go watch all the trees and we can plant some more, okay?
Thanks, Tommy.
We welcome their principal, Nikki Aitken, right now.
We do have the most beautiful team here and we do it all for the gorgeous students that you'll see arriving and the families.
Well, we thank you very much for having us here today. Thank you for registering for Hire a Spider. We're going to get back into work live.
Thanks so much, Nikki.
Thanks, everyone.
Hire a Spider.
Well, here we are.
Yes, we
are. It is game on. Honestly, there is just so much joy, beauty, hard work, grunt. I'm
absolutely
loving it here. Thank you so much to everyone that has come down and lent a hand. They're still arriving. I know Ant from Attachment Warehouse, he rocked up at, about 4:30 this morning.
Only to drop off an auger.
With an auger. He took one look at it and went, mate, I'm staying for the morning. He's called in his troops. He's even called in his beautiful wife, Tamsin. She's got the massive call up, but honestly, Spider, this is just such a... You must feel actually really proud of how Hire a Spider is helping this school.
Absolutely. When we saw the call-out come out and we thought, you know, we didn't know how big the job was going to be and then we realised when we get here. But, you know, we'll be here all day, we'll pump it out and it'll look fantastic. And actually, we're growing the garden beds as we talk. Every time we dig a hole, it grows a little bit bigger.
Mate, you must feel pretty good about the number of people you've helped over a number of different places, but in particular today, to see so many people go, you know what, I better lend a hand.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, a few of the parents now are starting to rock in as well and do a bit of hard work. So, you know what, that's all it takes is a little bit of hard work by many hands and we'll get it done today.
Well, I guess the only thing left to do is speak to somebody who benefits from having their kid come to Currumbin Community Special School. Danielle Wendt joins us right now. Good morning, Danielle. What's it like being a mum here at a school like this?
It's the best school ever, so it's wonderful being a mum here.
How long has your son Spencer been at this school?
Spencer has been here 6 years. We used to do mainstream school. And when we first came to have a look, he walked out to the car park and cried and said, I don't want to go home.
Oh, serious?
And you know what? He was here with you before we were having a chat, and he just seems so happy. He just, it must just melt your heart just to know that he is happy and being so well cared for.
I have a strange child that says, I want to go to school.
Yeah. What differences can you see in Spence between now and 6 years ago?
Confidence.
Yep.
He's more relaxed and happy.
Good one.
He's just learning at his own pace, but he's learning every day. With the staff are just absolutely amazing with him.
I'm so glad to hear that, Danielle. And that's a lovely thing that's happened to you because of the school. And I just noticed just then that Ant, who came down here this morning at 4:30 to just drop something off and then got seconded to work all day, he just managed to turn around and hit Spider in the head with a piece of wood. And I enjoyed it. Ant enjoyed it. And I think it was deliberate.
We all enjoyed it.
Absolutely.
We all enjoyed it. And I tell you who's going to enjoy it more than anyone else, I think, are the wonderful students at this school. And I'm so privileged to be standing here with Patty, the teacher who got in contact with us first of all.
Brilliant.
And the school captain. His name's Nick. Nick, how do you feel about seeing all these strange people fixing up your gardens?
I don't mind.
I don't mind.
Well, we don't mind. We love it. Do you come down to the gardens every now and then?
Well, sometimes.
And do you ever eat the vegetables from the gardens?
Well, I use it for my burger.
Hey,
oh, fantastic.
Burgers.
Are you going to give us some of these burgers today?
Sure.
Yes. Thank you. That's a big yes. We'll take that. Patty, thank you very much for getting in contact with us. We are so, this is just, I can see and feel the joy in my comrades who are here getting a lot dirtier than me. I'm about to get the grubbies on after the show, but thank you for getting in contact. It must mean so much to you.
Oh, my gosh. This is absolutely amazing. I've got tears in my eyes. I just can't believe how many people are here from local community people who got the call up today to come and help to Spider and the team. You guys are just amazing. Thank you.
Yeah, well, I want to congratulate Spider. What a brilliant and beautiful thing to do, mate. And congratulations also on worst quote ever.
Well,
ever.
Well, let's get to work or else we might be here until ever.
Yes. Huge shout out. Thank you, as you said, Patty, to everyone that's come down here today and supported. We've had Flexi Hire, who gave us the auger.
Absolutely.
Who gave us the sleepers?
The sleepers we all got thanks to the Gold Coast Community Fund.
Yes.
They pitched in $2,000, which got all the gear. So we really do thank the Gold Coast Community Fund, also Bosch Bins, who have been on board since the start.
Absolutely.
And they've got a bin out the front, which we're loading up with all the old sleepers and all the old trash that's going. So it's been fantastic so far. But we've got a big day ahead.
Yeah, we do. And once again, Spider, you're an absolute bloody legend. You won't hear us say it too often. No, yeah, you will.
Okay, let's
go. You're a champion. Thank you.
Dump the waste.
Now.
Dump the waste, not your wallet.
Yes.
Boschbins.com.au or call 1-800-GO-BOSH.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie and Spider podcast.
For Hire a Spider, Spider, been a big couple of weeks. You are live at the Currumbin Community Special School. Say good morning to Byron Bay's original hippies, Serenity Safe Harbour.
Thank you for joining us, Serenity.
That's no problem. It's not very far from Byron up to Currumbin Community Special School. What a beautiful community.
It is. It's lovely.
It's amazing to me. So I must transition back to the Mother Earthly plane today to take part in this very special building of a veggie garden, yes?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I think everyone knows my name is Serenity Safe Harbour. I adopted this name when I moved to the Rainbow Province. Today's a special event, Peter. You have a very, very good heart, which flies in the face of your police record. But I love it that you've decided to donate your time and all of our time to what seems to be an enormous venture. Have you ever built a retaining wall before?
No.
That's great. Well, why don't we build a Lamborghini as well? Because while we're at it. But this is special and I don't want to take away from it. Today is the 23rd of April and today a veggie garden and retaining wall will be born.
Absolutely.
So that means, where I'm from, that this veggie garden and retaining wall will be a Taurus.
Oh.
And
right.
A Taurus in the year of the dragon. This is a very special veggie garden.
Great.
So this Taurus-y, dragon-y vibe that your veggie garden has is the same as my partner, Countess Cornelia Lavalamp. they're a Taurus-y dragon too. So if they're similar, I'd say this veggie garden will probably drink a lot and produce one small eggplant per year. Is my very, very sensible prediction. Look, speaking of size mattering a great deal.
Well, actually, looking at this, Rennie, you've got a veggie patch very similar size.
Yes, I do.
What did you get out of that?
What did I get from it? 3 to 5 years in a minimum security facility with a cellmate I didn't mind. My lawyer said, I'll get you out in 2. I said, don't bother. I said, tell him I robbed a 7-Eleven. Yeah? Yeah, Mr. Music.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie and Spider podcast.
Arj Barker is one of the most fantastic stand-up comedians, I think, in the world. And I started out with him, actually. He's a lovely bloke. At the Melbourne Comedy Festival, apparently he's had a breastfeeding mum or a mum with a baby in the audience, and it's gone a little pear-shaped, Ellie.
Well, this has sparked a fierce debate, okay, because the mum apparently was breastfeeding. However, so people are blowing up that he essentially sort of asked her to leave, okay, but he did it in a way that he basically made a couple of little jokes because the baby was crying.
Yeah, in the middle of a stand-up routine.
In the middle of a stand-up routine. So the baby was actually making noises and crying. Now, he actually didn't know that the mum was breastfeeding because, as you would know, Flan, and I've done stand-up too, you cannot see the audience, basically.
No, maybe the front row, but that's about it.
There's 700 people there. And
that's right. And you're concentrating on your stand-up.
And it's a comedy festival.
Yes, exactly.
Rather the point that everyone in the room can hear the jokes.
Yes. So this has caused a fierce debate. Obviously, people are saying, oh, you know, you should be able to breastfeed. But it's really essential. It's not.
What do you reckon?
It's not about the breastfeeding. It's about the noise the baby was making.
Okay.
I agree.
What do I reckon?
Should be kicked out. Because ever listen last night, this is on ACA last night.
Yep.
During an interview.
With Ali Langdon?
Yeah, because Racey Tracy's not there anymore, that's another dispute. But ever listen last night, because she couldn't even control the baby then.
He drew attention to you and that you had to stand up and walk out. I imagine that was quite humiliating.
Yeah, but it was more than sort of like throwing it to the crowd though it was like, oh, you know, heck all these people out of here. And this is much louder than what happened on the night. You're going to give yourself a bad name if you keep going.
Stop it.
So that's Ali Langdon interviewing the mother with her baby.
And Ali ended the interview early.
She didn't. Because you couldn't hear what the lady was saying. And try and
listen to a comedian up on stage with 700 people who paid top dollar.
Well, not only try and listen to the comedian try and perform. Now, as you know, Flan, doing stand-up, and obviously, yes, Arj is a professional, but doing stand-up is definitely the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. And you don't want to get distracted. If you get put off, it's really hard to get back. Look, me personally, I have 4 kids. I would never take my child to a stand-up show like that.
No way.
Never.
In the world.
I just wouldn't go. Of course, yes, people should be able to take their babies out, but would I take them to a stand-up act? No way.
Plan?
Oh, no way in the world. I think this is one of the most entitled people in the country, to be honest, wandering around thinking that her and her relationship with her baby is more important than the other 699 people in that theatre. I think she's a clown.
What happens if Arj Barker decided to get the baby up on stage and breastfeed?
Well, I'd rather the baby stay than the mother.
That's going to now completely.
Well, you have some unusual dreams, Peter.
Tom Tate. He's our mayor and he is great, Tom Tate.
He's great and he joins us now. Tommy Tate.
Morning,
good
everyone.
Morning. Mate, Tom, did you get your underpants on the outside for Supernova?
No, mate, I didn't. I didn't push it that far. Didn't want to frighten anyone.
That's the way.
Come on, you wouldn't be frightening anyone, Tom.
No,
I tell you what, I think that'd be a good look. I'm backing you in. Now, listen, Tom, very special day, obviously, very important day. Happening on Thursday, Anzac Day. Where will you be spending Anzac Day?
Yeah, I'll be at the Southport Cenotaph, laying a wreath there. And before we do that, there's always a wonderful march past, and I'll be taking the salute on behalf of the city.
Beautiful, yeah, very important day. Now, Tommy, a couple of things around the city, youth crime, and also there's a couple of caravanners starting to park on Burley Hill again. Are you going to get the new councillors in charge of Division 12 and 13 to get rid of them?
Yeah, mate, it's really, we've got to move them on. It's illegal camping. We can't put up with that. So, yep, we'll get them down there and see how persuasive they are, the Division 12 and 13.
Yeah, are you a fan of caravanning, Tommy? I could see you and Ruth travelling around Australia in the motorhome.
Yeah, mate, I often dream about it, and Ruth just shakes her head and says, no, we're more of a resort hopping type of people.
No, I understand, Tommy, but you have gone past me in your Porsche towing a caravan at 120, so weaving all over the road. Tommy, what's the big challenge for the Gold Coast right now?
Right now, mate, as far as for the city's concern, just getting ahead of the population growth, because we're so popular, people are coming, and the infrastructure's got to be ahead of all the increase in populations. That way, our lifestyle remains the same. You know, I want to protect that. That's the main thing, and the second thing, of course, is youth crime, which is out of our hands. But they've got to do something about it, mate.
Absolutely. I was going to touch on that, but I will move on to this, Tommy. Now, there was some awful footage of a woman walking her dog on the Gold Coast just yesterday, and disgusting, she just lets her dog do a poo outside a shop on the footpath.
Rub her nose in it.
And then just leaves it. And a lot of people are calling out for people who do that or leave their dogs put there to be fined. Do you think that justifies a fine?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I hope it was a small dog, you know.
I understand. So. Yeah, no. Yeah, just plant something in it and make it a roundabout, right?
Hey, Tommy, we do thank you very much for joining us, and we're here doing a special gig. They do a good job, the Currumbin Community Special School,
absolutely.
Don't they?
Mate, it's fantastic, Spider and team. If you need additional trees or whatever like that to finish it off further, let me know. I'll send our blokes there to go trees, and we can plant some more, okay?
On a personal, selfish note, can I ask you one more thing? So yeah. I actually got a fine.
Oh, don't do this.
No, I want to ask him. Do it. Very quickly. I got a fine. I was down at Southport where the aquatic centre is. Yeah. I had to race. My eldest daughter was actually having a medical episode, got taken away in an ambulance, yada, yada, yada. So I know I'll get out of the fine. I got a $110 fine. Can I just actually go into the city? Yes, I can. Can I go into the Gold Coast City Council office and get help with that, or do you have to do it online or on the phone?
Why don't you just write into the CEO, Tim, and explain it? He's a good-hearted man. I'm pretty sure he can reverse
Tim
it.
Yeah.
All right. Couldn't you just walk down the hallway and lean on him, Tom?
Yeah. No.
I can't do that.
Reduction in your rates, Ellie.
That's what I do,
Cosme.
Okay, Timmy's about to receive about 400 emails from everybody that parked outside Carrara.
Morning, Tim.
That's a good look, isn't it?
Thanks, Tommy.
Thank you, Tommy.
Bye.
It's a Tom Tate Tuesday, 92.5 Triple M Gold Breakfast, Flan Alley and Spider, live at Currumbin Special School.